7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Current time is 19:30 UTC. That means it's time to begin another exciting episode of The Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe, and what's happening? What is going on? Well, I woke up to quite the surprise. It was very cold overnight. And I noticed that and I thought, well, is it actually cold or is it just me thinking it's cold and I'm just complaining about it? No, I woke up a few times overnight and I slept in a little bit late-ish, and then I got up and I walked up the stairs and the glare is blinding me through the windows. What's glaring so much? Oh my God, it's all the snow. We finally got some real snow. And it is very, very significant snow. It is fluffy. It is little flakes. It is little flakes and fluffy. And there are huge snow loaves on my back rails. And I don't know how much we got. Centimeters, inches, whatever. But I'm looking out on my deck. And the snow loaf on my deck is at least 35 or 40 centimeters thick. Can't wade out through there. So... yeah, it snowed, and it's great, and it's massive. So we're not doing anything. Everything's just white. And I thought they stopped, but they're still out there. All I could hear a few minutes ago was just my neighbor's kids screaming and shouting. And now I'm looking out the window, and I can see what they're doing. Ethan has got a big, long pole. Must have something on the end of it, and he's like... scraping snow off the garage, and a big flump of it just landed on his sister. Now she's picking up snow and just throwing it on him. Yeah, he doesn't find that thrilling, so he's gonna grab some snow. Okay, now she has grabbed the pole. This is Gabby, and is she gonna try to pull some snow off on the garage onto him? Yep. He's now laying down on his stomach. In the driveway. And she's pulling snow off the roof onto him. This is very funny to me. I like her glasses. When did she start getting glasses? When did she start wearing glasses, I wonder? Anyway. Somebody else is here. Who's in the truck? This is just the brother-in-law. Well, hi, baby Dingins. You look like you're a snow baby today. Yeah. So what's going on? Looks like Dad has got the shovel out and he's doing some actual sort of shoveling. I don't think he's as excited as I am for all the snow. All right, so I'm still kind of tired. I didn't sleep very well because it was cold. I woke up a few times. I did have a weird dream in there somewhere. And I remember there was dough involved again. Food-related dreams. I was making dough for something. I don't even know what I was making. I have no idea what the hell was going on. And plus, I got this cat. I got this kitty right here who's a little bit crazy. Yeah, Boro to you too. Okay, so we're going down the stairs. The cat just ran out in front of me. Yes, hello, what are we doing? Gee, I wonder what we're doing. I wonder what my cat wants. It's such a mystery. Oh, nobody will ever be able to know. It's so mysterious. So we walk into the bathroom following the cat. And then she walks up to the water bowl and she says... And then she walks up to the water bowl and she says... This is the part where you talk. No, she just decides to sniff the microphone. Oh, it smells like a good microphone. All right, so I'm going to dump the bowl. We got a new shooter. New shooter! In the kitty craps game. So we'll pour some water here. Drink some water. You're thirsty, baby. Yeah, so for about the last half hour, my cat was just sort of sitting up on the bass amp, looking outside, looking at all the white. Because it's everything is just covered. And the little traffic that there's been on my street, it's not enough to push the snow out of the way so you can't see the street. So it's all just snow. I wonder if there's school today. I wonder if they called off school. Oh, they must have because, wait, is this a school day? What the hell day is this? Thursday? Yeah, school day, and those kids are standing out in front of their house playing in the snow. So they must have called school off. Nice. There's no school today, Dinkins. There's no school today. Yeah.
If you go down in the woods today, you're sure of a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you'd better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day the teddy bears have their picnic. Teddy bear who's been good is sure of a treat today. There's lots of marvelous things to eat and wonderful games to play. Beneath the trees where nobody sees, they'll hide and seek as long as they please. That's the way the teddy bears have their picnic. Picnic time for teddy bears. The little teddy bears are having a lovely time today. Watch them, catch them unawares, and see them picnic on their holiday. See them gaily gad about, they love to play and shout, they never have any cares. At 6 o'clock their mummies and daddies will take them home to bed, 'cause they're tired little teddy bears. If you go down in the woods today, you'd better not go alone. It's lovely down in the woods today, but safer to stay at home. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day the teddy bears have their picnic.
Okay, Brenda.
Funded.
Present. Efternamme Kate. Present. Ghost bear. Ghost bear. Uh-oh. Tardy again. Oh, Ghost Bear. I guess you're here after all. And Ted, I'm gonna mark you down as absent forever.
Uncle Grandfather, I want perfect hair forever.
Oh, yes.
The other students laugh at me.
Wah, 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 waltzing with bears. Raggy bears, shaggy bears, baggy bears too. There's nothing on earth Uncle Walter won't do, so he can go waltzing, wah, 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 waltzing, so he can go waltzing, waltzing with bears. I went upstairs in the middle of the night. I tiptoed in and I turned on the light. To my surprise, there was no one in sight. My Uncle Walter goes dancing at night. He goes wah, 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 waltzing with bears. Raggy bears, shaggy bears, baggy bears too. There's nothing on earth Uncle Walter won't do, so he can go waltzing, wah, 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 waltzing, so he can go waltzing, waltzing with bears. I gave Uncle Walter a new coat to wear. When he came home, it was covered in hairs. Lately, I've noticed several new tears. I'm afraid Uncle Walter goes waltzing with bears. He goes wah, 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 waltzing with bears. Raggy bears, shaggy bears, baggy bears too. There's nothing on earth Uncle Walter won't do, so he can go waltzing, wah, 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 waltzing, so he can go waltzing, waltzing with bears.
We told Uncle Walter that he should be good and do all the things that we said he should. I think he would rather be out in the wood. I'm afraid we might lose Uncle Walter for good. He goes wah, 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 waltzing with bears. Raggy bears, shaggy bears, raggy bears too. There's nothing on earth Uncle Walter won't do, so he can go waltzing, wah, 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 waltzing, so he can go waltzing, waltzing with bears. We begged and we pleaded, oh please won't you stay. We managed to keep him at home for a day, but the bears all barged in and they took him away. Now he's dancing with pandas, he can't understand us. The bears all demand at least one dance a day. He goes wah, 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 waltzing with bears. Raggy bears, shaggy bears, baggy bears too. There's nothing on earth Uncle Walter won't do, so he can go waltzing, wah, 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 waltzing, so he can go waltzing, waltzing with bears. He goes wah, 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 waltzing with bears. Raggy bears, shaggy bears, baggy bears too. There's nothing on earth Uncle Walter won't do, so he can go waltzing, wah, 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 waltzing, so he can go waltzing, waltzing with bears.
Yeah, Waltzing with Bears. By Tommy Makem. Oh, I feel bad for Tommy and his Uncle Walter. Jeez. Oh, crazy senior problems. Going out dancing with bears. Tommy Makem, that guy. I kind of got a problem with Tommy Makem. I kind of have a little issue with Tommy Makem. And you might be wondering, Tobe, how could you possibly have a problem with this guy? Okay, let me tell you. Let me see if I can explain this to the committee. Tommy Makem is one of those few people, one of few people on this planet, a few, and when I say few, I mean a number of people that's probably between one and three, maybe four. He's one of these extraordinarily few people who own more William A. Peterson musical instruments than I do. And does this piss me off a little bit? No, it doesn't piss me off. I'm not angry about this, I swear. I'm not angry. This isn't anger. Is it jealousy? No. Here's the thing. I don't know if I ever really set out to become the world's largest collector of William A. Peterson instruments. You know, it's not that I ever set that out as a goal, dubious or otherwise, but, you know, just the way sort of things have sort of fallen together. How many William A. Peterson instruments do I actually own? Well, let me think about it here for a second. Okay, I got my Zook, of course, my bazooki, and I've got the baritone guitar. Oh, and I've got my travel guitar. My little travel guitar over there. And, that thing over there, the cigar box dulcimer, that's technically Bill Peterson because I got that neck from him. Oh, and I've got that other neck downstairs. Although I haven't actually put that on anything yet. Okay, plus then there's the neck of the other thing that is my fruitcake tin musical instrument thingy. He actually did part of the work on the neck. And so, geez, what else do I have? I can't even think. I might have to get up and actually take an official count, do a survey, do an inventory of how many William A. Peterson instruments I have. And then, hell, I'm going to have to call up Tommy Makem because I'm starting to realize that I have more than I thought. So now I gotta call up Tommy Makem and go, okay, start counting. Start counting your Petersons, homie. Or mate. I don't think they say homie in Ireland. What do they say there? I think they say mate. So yeah, Tommy Makem has more Bill Peterson instruments than I do. Maybe. Unconfirmed. So now we gotta call him. Hey, what's Tommy Makem's phone number? The weird thing is, I might actually have a number to contact him. And it might be within reach. Oh, no, I can't reach it. No, I've got some stuff over there. Don't ask. Because what we're really here to talk about today, other than Dancing with Bears and Bill Peterson instruments, which are now, there's a finite number of them. Our man Bill, unfortunately, is no longer with us, and so there's a finite amount of his instruments in the world. Who's going to get them? Who's going to get them? Well, it's not going to be Tommy freaking Makem. They're mine. Oh, the other thing is, I got that other weird thing. Another thing that Bill gave me was this top, this machined top, this metal machined top. It's crazy. It's not a musical instrument, but it rides on its own air cushion. But you could, like, click it together with its little holder, and you could have some kind of little rhythm instrument. If you wanted to. I'm drinking that undifferentiated green tea today. It's pretty good. I had to get off the poor and stuff for a day or two. Yeah, and as I was saying, we're not here to talk about tea, musical instruments, or dancing with bears. Yeah, we're talking about dancing with bears today. You can waltz with bears. You can dance this mess around with bears. the Bear 52s, but what I'm thinking about is ink. Still thinking about ink, because I was playing with those stickers last night. Those stickers that I bought yesterday, I was printing some up, and I was lamenting... I was lamenting the fact that I was running so low on ink and I didn't have any of my great ink stuff anymore, and running out of ink and stamp pads that are crumbling, and paint with xylene in it eats foam and the foam deteriorates on the stamp pads. And anyway, I need ink. And I don't want to go out to the craft stores and buy more crafty ink pads, because, well, we're just going to have the same problems. This isn't archival stuff. Why am I even bothering? Plus, these craft ink pads are going to be really expensive. Now, last time I was in a craft store with the Emeritus, I looked at, you know, the $6 ink pads that are now like $12.99, and I said, oh my god. So if I'm going to buy any ink at all, I'm going to have to spend $40 to $50. Oh god, art supplies, no. I shouldn't feel too bad. I should just bite the bullet and buy the stuff, because all the stuff I has lasted me for much longer than you want to know. And it doesn't last forever. You're going to run out eventually, but oh god, this is not the time for me to be buying ink. When I used to buy ink, I had a great job and I got paid way too much. And I had to get rid of all my money and trade it in for ink. Anyway. So last night when I was lamenting all of this, yes, lamenting, I thought, wait, what am I even doing? What am I thinking? Why am I even thinking about all this amateur crap? Let's just go full professional and get some real goddamn ink. Get some printer's ink. Love the smell of that stuff. And get a brayer, get a block, and start braying ink. Just stop with this amateur sponge pad crap. So suddenly I thought, what's that going to cost me? Oh, God. Yeah, because those brayers that used to be $3 are probably now $9 to $12. The ink is going to be expensive, but at least you can buy small amounts of it, and it lasts for freaking ever. That's the one good thing about printer's ink. You know, you get all the permanents, and you get, it's just good stuff. So I could buy like three colors, and you can mix it, and it works great because it's brilliant printer's ink, and we love printer's ink. Is that going to cost me more or less? So it doesn't matter, because the real danger of going to the art supply store, the only place you can buy this stuff, is that then I got to walk by the section that sells the Molotov markers. And all those little Molotov markers are going to call out to me, Tope, Tope, buy us, you know you love us. Yes, I love you, Molotov markers. Oh, take us home with you, Tope, take us home. Oh my god, and then I'll know that I shouldn't walk by the Molotov markers, so I'll be sneaking up the other aisles, and that's when I'll run into, like, cyanotyping paper and 50 other different art supply things and silk screens and a bunch of crap that I want, but I just can't afford.
Sasa, onige nasai, Miko-san, Miko-san, onige nasai.
Doste, tsuite kon desho? Kuma-san, o mite oshii.
Yappa, bare chaimashita.
Datte, watashi tachi te.
Zutto, issho ni iru shi.
Nase, nase, nase ra. Denpa nai shi, totokanai shi.
Wi-Fi, aru kedo ne.
Konbini ga, konbini janai shi.
Datte, ii no kodo. Murabito Shekshira
Miko-san, Miko-san Kumari mura no Miko-san Mekoibe, Mekoibe Sotada koto nebete Ni-chan mo, ne-chan mo Nameko ake, ke, ke, ke Ran, ran, ran da Kuma-miko dansu da
Kuma-miko
教えてよ。
どうせわかんないでしょ、ミコさん、ミコさん、カトリーナ。
パパおしゃれしたいし、
でも都会怖いし、
石投げられちゃうよ。
ラッセラッセラッセ。そんなことされないから、
いいよ投げられる。
レッ
ドウォーカーそこなしだね。
Okay. So yeah, that was Kuma Miko dancing, because we needed more songs about dancing bears and picnicking bears and bears doing weird stuff. I don't know how that happened to become the theme for today. It just did. No, it's all because I said there's no school today. It's all because of the snow. It's all because of the snow. I want to be outside dancing with bears. I want to be outside looking for dudes. It was warm 2 days ago. It was 57 degrees American. God, what is that? That's like 18 degrees Celsius. No, it's, yeah, it's about that. 16, 17, 18. Call it 17 and don't do the math. You know I didn't. So... I don't know what I'm going to do today. I guess I'm just going to stare out the window. Stare out the window, look at the snow. Maybe I'll go out there. Maybe I won't. I kind of want to paint the snow. I kind of want to get my sprayer and fill it up with food coloring and water. Go out and paint snow. Why do I get such strange urges? Do I have enough food coloring? I really don't, but... the food coloring I have is old and I should get rid of it because I need new food coloring. I need color. I need inks. I need pens. I need so much stuff. I'm just going to stand around and complain about it. Because that's my favorite thing to do on the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. Yeah, my name's Tobe. I guess I should find some food or... do something.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.